Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the 2016 A-Swift Literary Visual and Performing Arts Awards. This is Brenda Johnson Padgett, your host here on A-Swift Radio. I am also joined today with my co-hosts, Eunice Bridges and Glenda Fields. I will now give my co-hosts a chance to say hello. Eunice.
Hello, listening audience.
And Glenda.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Today we will honor A-Swift Writers Guild members and A-Swift Publishing authors for their hard work, publications, and their contributions to the local, national, and global community. Our categories are as follows. The Transitional Figure Award. This award goes to an A-Swift member who has made an impact on the masses by causing a major change. They cause people to think, regroup, and analyze a situation. They also cause masses of people to take a different direction. A transitional figure, according to marriage and family scholar Carlfred Broderick, is a person who in a single generation changes the entire course of a lineage. They find a way to metabolize the poison and refuse to pass it on to their children. They break the mold. Their contribution to humanity is to filter the destructiveness out of their own lineage so that the generations downstream will have a supportive foundation upon which to build productive lives. We also have the Civil Activist Award. This award goes to an A-Swift member who serves, participates, and volunteers in any civic duty, such as political campaigns, registering voters, participating at election polls, educating about elections, constitutional or any political issues, turning ideas into bills, lobbying, going before your state and U.S. Congress to present a bill or concern, volunteering time for a political candidate or public official in an elected office, bringing awareness to constitutional issues, forming civic activist groups, etc., volunteering your service to help bring about any state, federal, or international change in policies, laws, or the Constitution. We also have the Community Outreach Award. This award goes to an A-Swift member who serves, participates, or volunteers in a local community. They help with food pantries, churches, clothes for homeless, food kitchens, etc. They also help with outreach for women, children, homeless individuals, schools, community centers, recreation centers, daycare, senior centers, nursing homes, long-term care centers, assisted living, parks, and recreation on a local level. Eunice will now continue with our categories.
Thank you, Brenda. The Literary Arts Award, this award goes to an A-Swift member who contributed an original work they published in the literary arts to the masses. This category includes any written published work in books, newspapers, magazines, online publications, articles, etc. The next award is education. This award goes to an A-Swift member who is educating the masses by teaching, speaking, or conducting group settings where they are imparting helpful knowledge to the masses. The knowledge is intended to educate, enlighten, encourage, and propel the masses to grow. Performing Arts Award. This award goes to an A-Swift member who contributed an original work they published, displayed, or performed labeled performing arts for the entertainment of the masses. This category includes plays, movies, videos, drama pieces, film, short movies, screenplays, theater performances, monologues, oratorial performances, poetry slams, etc. Our next visual arts award is the award. This award goes to an ASWIFT member who contributed an original work they painted, sketched, drafted, digitally produced, illustration photos, pottery art, clothes, woodwork, etc., labeled visual arts for the masses to visually enjoy.
Thank you, Eunice. Linda will finish the rest of our categories.
And we have the Unique and Witty Inventions Award. This award goes to an ASWIFT member who has developed a service product or system that is unique and witty that will help the masses of people their service, product, or system has made a major impact on how the masses think, behave, respond, or tackle problems and concerns that have an impact on their lives. The next award is our Global Outreach Award. This award goes to an ASWIFT member whose service participates or volunteers to their global community. They help with the food pantries, churches, clothing for homeless, food kitchens, etc. They also help with outreach for women, children, homeless individuals, schools, community centers, recreational centers, daycares, senior centers, nursing homes, long-term care centers, assisted living, park and recreation on an international level. And the next award we have is the National Outreach Award. This award goes to an ASWIFT member whose service participates or volunteers to their national community. They help with food pantries, churches, clothing for homeless, food kitchens, etc. They also help with outreach for women, children, homeless individuals, schools, community centers, recreational centers, daycares, senior centers, nursing homes, long-term care centers, assisted living, park, and recreation on a state level.
Thank you, Glenda. ASWIFT Writers Guild members and ASWIFT Publishing authors, when you hear your name, please call 347-637-1442 to accept your awards and give a two-minute speech. Our first presenter is Eunice Bridges.
Thank you, Brenda. Again, when you hear your name, you can call 347-637 to give a two-minute acceptance speech. Our first award winner is Camille Paget. Performing Arts Award, Community Outreach Award goes to Camille. Camille contributed to the performing arts as a vocalist in the All City Choir for DISD School District. Also, Camille contributed to the community by participating with ASWIFT Junior members Reads to Kids at Pat's Learning Academy.
Wow. I am so proud of Miss Camille. I just want to accept on her behalf, Camille Paget is my youngest daughter, and I just truly appreciate all the things that she's doing at her school and also in the community by volunteering with the ASWIFT Junior member Reads to Kids. Eunice?
That's beautiful. And we are, as co-founders with ASWIFT, we are also proud of Camille, and it's an honor to have met her at the book signing in Dallas. Our next winner is Rachel Butler. Community Outreach Award, Performing Arts Award, Rachel volunteers to feed the homeless on Christmas Eve with her mother through the Black Employee Network. She also reads to preschool kids at the martial arts picnic. Rachel contributed to the performing arts by creating a show called Rachel Speaks on YouTube and also a show called Musical.ly.
Okay. Also, Eunice, I want to see who is this on the line. We do have someone that called in. I want to see if it's Rachel. Hold on for just one moment. Okay, this is ASWIP Writers Guild and ASWIP Publishing Awards Show. Can I ask who's on the line with us? Hello? Okay, well, maybe they're shy about speaking. Okay, go ahead, Eunice.
Okay, our next award goes to Glenda Fields.
Glenda? Right.
Yes, yes. Global Outreach Award, National Outreach Award, Literary Arts Award, Community Outreach Award, Civil Activist Award, Education Award. Glenda contributed to the literary arts with her involvement with the book project titled What About Our Children? She is an instructor at BP Training Institute, where she teaches online classes in leadership and development. Her weekly prayer ministry with her husband, Pastor Rufus Fields, is called Timely Kingdom Objectives, which has a local, national, and global outreach. Glenda and her husband also minister weekly at Global Harvest Kingdom Church in DeSoto, Texas.
Wow. Glenda, did you have anything to say? Did you want to give a two-minute speech about your awards?
Well, I want to thank Eunice for the presentation, but I am actually speechless. I'm speechless. everything I do and everything that Pastor Fields do, we do it because we love people, we love the community, we love the state, the nation, the world at large. We do it because we just have a heart and a passion to do it. And I am just so excited to be working with ASWIF, the publishing company, BP Training Institute, ASWIF Writers Guild, EB Flip the Script, and the list goes on and on. I'm just so excited, ladies, and thank you for honoring me.
Okay. Well, thank you, Eunice, for your presentations. And our next presenter is Glenda Fields.
Well, thank you, Brenda. And when you hear your name, you can call 347-637-1442 to give a two-minute acceptance speech. And our first nominee in this category is Bridget McCullough. She has the Community Outreach Award. Bridget contributes to the community with her involvement with St. John's Women and Children's Shelter in Sacramento, California. She also volunteers to feed the homeless on Christmas Eve through the Black Employee Network. We are so proud of Miss Bridget and her accomplishment. And we also have the next recipient, which is Bishop L.L. Cato. He has the Community Outreach Award. Bishop Cato continues to serve the community through his ministry at Calvary Temple Church, which is located in Dallas, Texas. And we're also proud of Bishop Cato for all that he is doing as a man of God in the Dallas community. And our next recipient is David Lee. He has the Community Outreach Award. David continues to serve the community by taking a stand and using his voice to speak against injustices in our legal system. In 2015, he took a stand against a McKinney police officer who was shown on video mishandling an underage children at a pool party in McKinney, Texas. We want to thank David Lee for his community outreach services as he's presented this award for being a voice in the community for those that have no voice. And our next recipient is Brenda Johnson Padgett. Ms. Paget is receiving the Global Outreach Award, the Literary Arts Award, the Community Outreach Award, the Civil Activist Award, the Education Award, as well as the Performing Arts Award. Brenda contributes to the literary arts with her involvement with the book project entitled What About Our Children? She is the founder, and Dean of Education and Curriculum at BP Training Institute. How awesome is that? Brenda also contributes to the community by participating with ASWIFT Junior Members Reads to Kids at Pat's Learning Academy. Her performing arts area contributions includes her weekly programs on ASWIFT Radio and ASWIFT Publishing Literary Segments. We want to give Ms. Brenda Johnson Paget the opportunity to let us know how she feels being a 2016 nominee.
Wow, I am ecstatic. I really am. I am. I'm just thankful to God for ASWIFT Writers Guild, ASWIFT Publishing, BP Training Institute, and I am also thankful that ASWIFT Writers Guild has two community service programs, which is the ASWIFT Junior Members Reads to Kids, and also we have the ASWIFT Writers Guild Reads to Seniors. So I'm just excited about everything, and I'm so happy that ASWIFT Writers Guild and ASWIFT Publishing took the time out to honor me for all the things that I am doing in the community and also the things that I am doing professionally. And thank you, Glenda, for your presentations this evening. I also want to continue with the rest of the presentations for the 2016 ASWIFT Literary Visual and Performing Arts Award. Again, when you hear your name, you can call 347-637-1442 to give a two-minute acceptance speech. Our next honoree, the next person that we will honor, is Masika Ray. She has the Education Award, and also Masika will receive the Community Outreach Award. Masika continues to serve as a full-time teacher who educates students on a daily basis. Masika contributed to the community with her involvement by recognizing the customer service of a Walmart employee. As a result, Masika was asked to participate in creating a video piece at Walmart with the honored employee. Also, our next honoree is Wendy Olivares. Wendy continues to educate the community through her CHESS program for women and young girls. So therefore, Wendy receives the Education Award. The program CHESS that she has created, it teaches women how to play chess and also how to apply the valuable principles of chess to life situations. Our next honoree is Ms. Eunice Bridges. All right. Eunice receives the Performing Arts Awards. She also receives the Literary Arts Award, the Community Outreach Award. She receives the Civil Activist Award, and also she receives the Education Award. Eunice contributed to the literary arts with her involvement with the book project titled What About Our Children? She is an instructor at BP Training Institute, where she teaches online classes in writing poetry and film production. Eunice continues to contribute to the community through ASWIFT Writers Guild community outreach programs and her own community outreach efforts. And also, we want to give Eunice an opportunity to give a two-minute acceptance speech for her awards. Eunice?
Thank you, Brenda, and it is such a pleasure. It's so wonderful to be given this opportunity and be awarded for your gifts and talents. I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to just be able to put out what I've put out through A Swift Writers Guild and the publishing and the radio and the broadcasting. And I just don't have the words to say. I just thank you. And I just pray that you just continue to stay strong in what you believe in and with A Swift Writers Guild.
Okay, thank you, Eunice. All ASWIF Writers Guild members and ASWIF Publishing authors will receive their trophies, plaques, and certificates in the mail. We want to congratulate everyone, and we encourage you to continue to contribute to the literary, visual, and performing arts. We also want to continue to serve others in your local, national, and global communities. So we definitely encourage that you continue to serve those in your local, national, and global communities. It is now 20 minutes past the hour, time for a commercial break. I'm Brenda Johnson Padgett here on ASWIF Radio.
ASWIF Writers Guild is for those who have the talent to put pen or brush to paper to create a unique and valuable piece of work. ASWIF is always looking for new talents to enhance the literary, visual, and performing arts. For more information on how you can become a member of ASWIF Writers Guild, visit www.aswiftwritersguild.com or call 1-866-302-0508. ASWIF Radio, bringing you the best in radio, keeping you informed, and highlighting your day with Brenda Padgett, Eunice Bridges, and Glenda Fields on ASWIF Radio. Ambassador sent with information for this time. Tune in online to ASWIF Radio here at www.blogtalkradio/ASWIF Radio. Call us anytime off air at 1-866-302-0508, extension 3060. ASWIF Radio.
Do you want to become a published author? Try ASWIF Publishing. We are an independent publishing company that writes and publishes content, audio, and video for print and broadcast media genres such as books, newspapers, magazines, radio, television, and the internet. We also design book covers and offer complete packages to help writers become published authors. Call us at 1-800-775-2708. You can also visit us online at www.aswiftpublishing.com or email us at books@aswiftpublishing.com for more information.
Welcome back to the 2016 ASWIF Literary Visual and Performing Arts Award here on ASWIF Radio. I'm Brenda Johnson Padgett, your host. During this last segment of the show, I will give you, our listening audience, time to call in to express your thoughts and ask questions. Our call-in number is 347-637-1442. Again, that's 347-637-1442. While you are contemplating your thoughts, here is Wanna Be Happy by Kurt Franklin.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy, cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're If you wanna be happy,
look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing just till you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired.
Been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here.
It's so easy to complain. Addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you. Of you that say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance,
let me hear you say, yeah,
say, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel.
What are you doing?
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But somebody that'll never leave you. Long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over, let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
Welcome back to the 2016 Ace of Literary, Visual, and Performing Arts Award here on Ace of Radio. I'm Brenda Johnson Padgett, your host. Our show has now come to a close. If you still have questions about Ace of Writers Guild or Ace of Publishing, you can email those questions to Ace of Radio. I hope you enjoy listening to the 2016 ASWIF Literary, Visual, and Performing Arts Award. Continue to check www.aswifradio.wordpress.com for upcoming shows, or you can call us direct at 1-800-775-2708, extension 3060. You can also email us at aswifradio@yahoo.com to give us your feedback on the show. Thank you for tuning in and listening to our show. This is Brenda Johnson Padgett here on ASWIF Radio.